raising awareness of endangered prairie ecosystems. The Habitat Acquisition Trust is launching a series of free workshops, training and events to help people identify, restore and protect the last remaining prairie ecosystems in the region from April 12 to 28. Local lands with unique natural prairie-like features are also referred to as Gary Oak ecosystems, prairie oak meadows, coastal oakscapes or oak savannas. A survey done by the Gary Oak Ecosystem Recovery Team in 2006 concluded that after two centuries of agriculture and development, only 1-5% of these oak meadow areas, or about 1,589 hectares, have survived. For meadows in deep soils, only an estimated 175 hectares remain. Due to the lack of endangered species legislation or other legal protection in BC, these endangered plants, animals, and their habitats continue to be scraped off the surface of this region with little to no consequence, said Paige Erickson-McGee, program manager at HAT. It can be hard to stomach for those who know the importance of these spaces, knowing there is only 1 or 2% left. She estimates that more than 80% of the surviving unique ecosystem is on private land, and people don't realize it. It's in people's backyards, she said. Upcoming Prairie Oak Stewardship Project programs include New Moon Celebration and Restoration Day, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. April 12 at Smenecton, McDonald Park, 10740 McDonald Park Road, North Saanich. Restoring the Land, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. April 13 at Golan Todd Park, Wallace Drive. Earth Day Weekend Restoration Event, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. April 23 at Oak Haven Park, District of Central Saanich. Seacum Ivy Project, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. April 28 in the Seacum First Nation, 1210 Totem Lane, North Saanich. For more information or to sign up, go to hat.bc.ca/volunteer/volunteer-opportunities. Blood donations needed in a hurry. The Canadian Blood Services is reminding Canadians of the need for donated blood, platelets and plasma, with more than 7,000 open appointments across Canada that must be filled by April 10 to replenish supplies. Blood is needed every day for cancer patients, accident victims and people with immunodeficiency, autoimmune and neurological disorders. The need is especially great for donors with O-negative blood, the universal blood type, which can make a life-saving difference in emergencies or for newborn patients. Appointments are required, with same-day appointments available every day at many donor centers. Book now at blood.ca, use the Give Blood app or call 1-888-2-DONATE, 1-888-236-6283. Walk raises funds for Alzheimer's. Register for the IG Wealth Management Walk for Alzheimer's to show people living with dementia that they are not alone on their journey. Under the tagline "Who will you walk for?", the event will take place in Victoria and other communities on Sunday, May 28. Each year the walk touches the lives of people in our community by showing them that we are here and that they are not alone on the dementia journey, said Kelly Lynn Kurt, Volunteer Committee Chair for Greater Victoria. More than 85,000 people live with dementia across the province, with the number in Canada expected to rise to 1.7 million by 2050. The event brings together family members, friends and the community at large to raise awareness of Alzheimer's disease and other dementias. For more information and to register, go to walkforalzheimers.ca. Fairfield Artists open their studios. The Fairfield Artists Studio Tour returns to an in-person event at various locations May 13 and 14. The self-guided tour is an opportunity for art lovers to meet local artists, tour their studios and view their work while exploring the neighborhoods of Fairfield, Rockland and Gonzales. Established and emerging artists will display their talents in painting, pottery, glass, jewelry, textiles and photography. The event runs 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. May 13 and 14. For more information and a map, go to fairfieldartiststudiotour.com. TD Gift boosts cardiac clinic. the TD Bank Group has donated a total of $150,000 to the Victoria Hospitals Foundation to improve care and outcomes for high-risk cardiac patients on Vancouver Island. In 2021, the TD Ready Commitment, the bank's corporate citizen platform, donated $50,000 to help launch the Vascular Risk and Prevention Clinic at Royal Jubilee Hospital. Recently, the bank made a second gift of $100,000 to enable the clinic's operations and growth. Care at the Vascular Risk and Prevention Clinic is driven by best practice, evidence and data to achieve the highest level of quality and safety, said Dr. Chris Franco, medical lead for cardiology at Royal Jubilee Hospital. Support from the TD Ready Commitment will improve care and outcomes for cardiac patients for years to come, giving them confidence about their health and a better outlook for their future. The clinic provides advanced primary and secondary prevention therapies for patients at the highest levels of cardiovascular risk. In addition to advanced lipid-lowering therapy, the clinic focuses on novel anticoagulant strategies as well as managing other cardiac risk factors, such as smoking cessation, hypertension, and diabetes. Royal Jubilee Hospital is a heart health center of excellence and Vancouver Island's referral center for cardiac care. For more information, or to donate, go to victoriahf.ca/cardiac-care or call 250-519-1750. Foundry relocation to better aid youth. Foundry Victoria is about to double in size to better serve Victoria youth with urgent medical and mental health care needs in a youth-friendly, trauma-informed space. The Victoria Youth Clinic Society, operator and lead agency of Foundry Victoria, recently announced that it is moving to a new space at 546 Yates Street and has launched a fundraising campaign to help with the costs of renovating it. Foundry Victoria has operated from its current location at 818 Douglas Street since 2017. While the provincial government, local foundations and donors are assisting with the cost of the renovations, the society says it still needs to raise $250,000 to cover the shortfall. The Victoria Youth Clinic began in 1998 as a not-for-profit organization providing primary healthcare services for those aged 12 to 24 years. In the past year, it says, demand for primary care, mental health and substance use services for youth has grown, with 450 new clients, a 17% increase from the 2,500 youth, and their families, already accessing services. For more information, or to donate, go to victoriayouthclinic.ca/donate. Pere at timescolonist.com.